Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. We're broadcasting live from beautiful downtown White Plains, New York, hard by to New York City. And that, I tell you that to tell you that we're on the road, and also to tell you that if it sounds different today, it's because it is different. When we're on the road, things sound a little bit different. And so that's one of the ways you can tell. I want to continue the series that I've been doing now since the first of the year. I call the Small Business Survival Course. And this is where I've been going over some of the key elements of being a small business owner, being a better manager of your small business. We started out with the financials. We moved to human resources. And for the last week and this week, we're going to be talking about management. Hopefully, by the end of the week, hopefully every day, I think about 3 or 4 days this week, I'm going to be doing this, a different section on management, to help you and me both, to help both of us become better managers of our small businesses. Today I want to talk about your written business plan. How are you executing, how well are you executing your written business plan? Excuse me? What's that? You don't actually have a business plan on paper? Oh, it's in your head. Right. Okay, well, that's okay, I guess, but there's only one problem with that strategy. If it's in your head, nobody else has access to it. You're the only one that has that information. Okay, I guess you could say it out loud. You could talk to us about it. But that's not quite as good as having it on paper and letting people share it. The best business plans are the ones that are down on paper, where other people can use it. Not only your managers, not only the key employees of your company, but also your bankers. And also, if you have investors, your investors. They probably would like to see some of your plans, some of the information. And I'll tell you something else, folks. There's just something about putting an idea on paper that makes it come alive, that gives it a life, that gives it permission to be. And if you've never tried that, I want you to do a little exercise right now, or real soon. Think of something that you haven't done yet that you want to do. It doesn't have to be a business issue. It could be anything. Think of something that you want to do, you haven't done it. It's in your head. You've been thinking about it. I want you to get a writing device of some kind. If you do it on the computer, that's fine, but you're going to have to print it out. I want you to type or write down what you're thinking about, whatever that idea is. I want to learn how to snow ski. I started to say lose weight, but I don't want to start meddling today. I want to... take a college course. I want to take a course in pottery or architecture or draftsmanship, whatever it might be, a computer course of some kind. That's what you want to do. Write it down. If you do it on a computer, print it out. And let those words look back at you from the paper. There's something about the power of words on paper. Look at your thoughts on paper looking back at you. There's just something about that that just makes a difference. And that makes you more likely to take those steps to make that happen. And so I want you to think about that. Now, while you're doing that, I want you to think of something else. And you might even want to write this down. I would think it'd be a good idea to write this down. This is an old adage that someone told me about a long time ago. Here it is. If you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. Now, I don't know about you, but I've been I've had times where on any given day I was roaming around sightseeing or whatever, and I have this little saying, this other little saying that I like to say, and I call it, it's a way of getting me into my relaxed mode. And that saying is, I have nowhere to go and all day to get there. And that's the saying, that's the little thing I say to myself when I want to put myself into a relaxed mode and get out of the work mode. But that's not a good plan for your business. If in your business, you're not putting some things down on paper, you're probably, without saying it out loud, you're actually executing, perhaps, you may be executing, I got nowhere to go and all day to get there. That's not a good plan. So I want you to think about your business plan. I want to encourage you to get down on paper as quickly as you can. And here's why. A business plan has many advantages. There are so many uses. It's good for your business on many, many levels. And I'll talk about some of those levels in a minute. But one of them, the most important one, and to me, is it's the opposite. It is the medicine that cures crisis management. As you look around your business, do you feel that sometimes you're fighting one fire after another? If that's the case, then what you've just experienced is crisis management. A business plan won't completely cure that, but it will help. It will go a long way. It is the medicine that will help you get better and to avoid crisis management. Because crisis management happens when something pops up that you didn't expect. And by the time you saw it, by the time you identified this crisis, this little surprise, by the time it pops on your desk, it's not only a surprise, it's already gotten out of hand. It's already gotten to the point to where you're not sure you know how to deal with it. You're not even sure you can deal with it. And, of course, if it were otherwise, it wouldn't be a crisis, would it? Well, if you've had a business plan, if you've developed a business plan, what that business plan does, it takes into account the things that you need to work on, some of the things that might become a crisis. It takes those things into account so that even if they do appear, at least you're not surprised about them. I'm going to talk about this a little bit more right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Don't let your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment wondering why. When everything goes wrong, you have to go on and do it all night.
That's the Atlanta Rhythm section, ladies and gentlemen, and that song has got to be, as I've said before, surely that's our theme song, isn't it, folks? One of the things I'd like to encourage you to do, and they don't call me the king of Segway for nothing, one of the things I'd like to encourage you to do is to develop a business plan, a written business plan, so that you don't have to feel like you got to do it or die. I think we could alleviate some of that feeling, the do it or die feeling, if we could get a business plan on paper. One of the reasons is because of the ability to avoid crisis management. I was talking about that in the previous segment. Crisis management is ugly in a small business on many levels. Number one, you got a crisis, and that crisis could be very dangerous. It could potentially take you down. It could be something that could literally put you out of business, or it could be something that could just be damaging, but not fatal to your business. Either way, it's not a good thing. And the other reason is because of the emotional toll that it takes on you, the owner. All these crises that you have in your business, if you're having one right after the other, there's an emotional toll there that's just unbelievable. And I, you may not realize. I mean, obviously, you realize it because you don't like it. But it's affecting your quality of life. All these crises are affecting your ability to enjoy being a small business owner. And if you have the idea, if you think that it has to be that way, if you think that being a small business owner means that any given day you've got this crisis, you've got a crisis of the hour that pops up, if you think that's the way it has to be, you're wrong. It doesn't have to be that way. You can anticipate. It is possible to anticipate most of the crises that you have in a small business. One of the ways you do that is through a business plan, by developing a business plan. Because if, as you go through the steps, and if you, and I'm going to send you to a website. I want you to go to bplans.com. At bplans.com, that's the Palo Alto Software educational website. In the interest of full disclosure, there are about 60 business plans there that you can see. You can see the different steps that it takes to develop a business plan. There's a lot of instructional information there. And nobody's going to try to sell you anything at that website. But if you'll go there, you'll see that there are some things that they're going to talk about, that you're going to see there, where you'll be able to say, okay, if I had thought about that, if I had developed a plan for this part of my business, the marketing part, the financial part, the management part, the competitive part, if I had developed something in writing, a strategy, or if I had just thought about these things before, this issue that came up yesterday or today would have still been an issue to deal with, but I wouldn't have been surprised. I wouldn't have been shocked that it happened. And so I encourage you folks to get that kind of education. I want to come back to something else that I talked about a minute ago, and that was about giving your employees access, your staff access to the business plan. And one of the reasons you want to do that is because they can take their component of the business plan and they can function with it. Now, I'm not saying that you give your employees a complete business plan. I can see where there may be some elements of your business plan that every employee doesn't need to have. Maybe some of the financial information that you would give to a banker, a CPA, or an investor prospect, or an investor. But I could see where an employee might not need all that information. That's your choice. The point is once you put your business plan together, you can take it apart again. You can take it apart and then give parts of it out to the different divisions of your company, the different employees, the different segments of your company, and to the people who need them. And then you can talk about them with them in meetings. You can say, okay, here's what, and by the way, don't forget, some of these things you have actually asked them to help you develop when you're developing the business plan. The sections that you're going to give them, if you've done it right, you've actually asked them to participate with you in developing these. And so when you give it back to them, they will recognize it. And then when you go through your monthly meetings with them, quarterly meetings, however often you're meeting with them, you can compare plan to actual. Here's what we said we were going to do in the first 3 months of the year. What did we accomplish? How did we do? Did we miss some steps? If we did, maybe we were aggressive. Maybe we were too aggressive or too optimistic. If we got way more done than we thought we could, maybe we weren't aggressive enough. Maybe somebody needs to be held more accountable for certain things. Maybe they just didn't get their job done. Maybe that's something. And all of these things are identifying potential crises you can avoid eventually. Think about that a little bit. Tomorrow we're going to talk about leadership. And we talk about the Small Business Survival Course. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be right back with a new friend, Sarah Blakely. And yes, we're going to talk about pantyhose.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.